access to secondary mental health services. Secondary mental health and addiction services provide support for those with moderate to severe mental health conditions and who require more support than can be offered through primary care. Use of secondary addiction services. Addiction services can be accessed for assistance with alcohol, drug use, or problem gambling. People with severe visual impairment access secondary addiction services at twice the rate of those with no visual impairment. In 2023, secondary addiction services were accessed by 2.5% of people with severe visual impairment, 117 people, 1.9% of people with other visual impairment, 1,113 people, and 1.2% of people with no visual impairment. There has been a small decline in use of services by those with no or other visual impairments between 2019 and 2023, but use of addiction services by those with severe visual impairment remains consistent. Contact with mental health services and face-to-face contacts. When a person interacts with mental health and addiction activities provided in a community or outpatient setting, they are said to have had a contact with the service. If the contact involves being physically present at the service, then this is described as a face-to-face contact. People with severe visual impairments had contact with secondary mental health services at 2.5 times the rate of those with no visual impairments. For those with other visual impairments, this rate was almost double. In 2023, secondary mental health services were accessed by 10% of people with severe visual impairment, 474 people, 7% of people with other visual impairment, 4,236 people, and 4% of people with no visual impairment. There has been a small decline in use of services by all groups between 2019 and 2023. For those people with severe visual impairments, this decline has been 1.1 percentage points, and for those with other visual impairments, 1.2 percentage points. For those with no visual impairments, this decline was smaller at 0.4 percentage points. When people had contact with the secondary mental health services, most interactions were face-to-face. Those with severe visual impairments had a higher rate of face-to-face contact with mental health services than those with other or no visual impairments. In 2023, in-person contacts with the mental health service were made by 396 people with severe visual impairments, 84% of contacts. For people with other visual impairments, 3,447 people had in-person contacts, 81% of contacts, and for people with no visual impairments, 79% of contacts were held in-person. The rate of face-to-face contacts dropped during 2022, probably due to COVID-19 restrictions, but has risen again for all groups, with those with severe visual impairments accessing face-to-face support at the same rate as in 2019. However, those with other visual impairments and no visual impairments now access face-to-face contacts at a lower rate than they did in 2019. Mental health services bed nights. Inpatient overnight stays at a mental health service were accessed at over three times the rate by those with severe visual impairment and almost twice the rate by people with other visual impairments, compared to those with no visual impairments. In 2023, mental health bed night services were accessed by 1.3% of people with severe visual impairments, 60 people, 0.7% of people with other visual impairments, 426 people, and 0.4% of those with no visual impairments,